Friends living and dying, embraced in a question of old, if a man dies, shall he live again? Let's reflect on this question today from the International Gospel Hour. Let's study together.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
I am bound for the promised land.
Well, greetings to everyone. Thank you for being with us today for our study from the International Gospel Hour. And a very special thank you to our J-Web, whom you will hear throughout our broadcast. Friends, consider something with me. From Job 14:14, if a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. You know, mankind has faced this question in every age. For dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return, Genesis 3:19. And Hebrews 9:27 says, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Life, death, judgment, you know, preparation, oh my, a number of things that should cause us to have our lives prioritized with God first. Let's think on these things further, but first, let's go to our J-Web with a few words about our friends at the Gospel Gleaner.
A great online publication is the Gospel Gleaner. For over 30 years, the Gospel Gleaner has presented excellent sound biblical articles for reading and study. It is published quarterly, four times a year. Subscriptions are free. Just go to gospelgleaner.com and sign up for their email version. Be sure to post in the comments blank you heard about it from the International Gospel Hour.
People of all countries have hoped to live again. They have various concepts, thought in most cases, or though in most cases not biblical. They have various concepts of life after death. Egyptians had their possessions buried when they were buried, so they would have them in the next life. Indians looked for the happy hunting ground. But the biblical concept is very clear. Many biblical characters spoke of life after death. David spoke of it in Psalm 23. Job declared there would be life after this one, Job 19:26. Solomon speaks of one going to his long home, Ecclesiastes 12:5. Jesus speaks of it in John 14:19. Paul was looking forward to it, 2 Timothy 4:8. This life is basically incomplete. Every other living thing serves its purpose in this life. Man is the one exception. Without the resurrection, this life is without purpose. Christ finished all that he came to do. The rest of us die without finishing our work. What is death? Well, it's a separation or a departure from the body. As James 2:26 says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. The dust returns to the earth and the spirit unto God, Ecclesiastes 12:7. It is a separation from this world, Ecclesiastes 12:5. Death is a birth. Colossians 1:18. It changes the spirit from the first stage of its existence into its true existence. Death is an end. There will not be any more temptations. It will put an end to sin. Sin is in this world to corrupt and defile, but it will not be so in heaven, Revelation 21:27. It will be the end to one's troubles and cares if saved. We have our troubles in this life, Job 5:7, Job 14:1. If one is saved, death will be the end of labors, which will be rewarded, John 9:4 and Ecclesiastes 9:5 and 10. We will be judged according to our works, 2 Corinthians 5:10. Death was designed to be gain, Philippians 1:21 and Revelation 14:13. Death is certain. It is just uncertain as to when it will come, Genesis 3, verse 3, Hebrews 9:27, and Psalm 90, and verse 10. Friends, whatever we plan to do must be done before we die. That's Psalm 6, verse 5, and Ecclesiastes 9, and verse 10. In the account of the rich man and Lazarus, the rich man failed to do what he should have done before he died, therefore he was lost eternally, Luke 16:19-31. the five foolish virgins did not make preparation for life after death while they lived. Therefore, they were shut out, Matthew 25:1-13. The words now and today are important words in the Bible, 2 Corinthians 6:2. Peace must be made with man and God before death, Matthew 5:23-24. Matthew 22:39, Isaiah 59:1-2, and Romans 6:17-18. We must perform our duties now, lest we run out of time. Amos 4:12, we read where Israel was told to make preparation. We may do many things before we die, friends, and still be lost. One may hear the word and not obey, thus he is lost, Acts 24:24-25, and James 1:22-25. An individual may believe and not obey, thus will be lost, Matthew 10:33 and John 12:42-43. One may be baptized and still be lost because he does not remain faithful, Acts 8:13, and Acts 8:13, as well as in verse 22. One may be a disciple and still be lost because he turns away from God, John 6:66, Luke 9:62, Luke 22:3, Acts 1:25, and Hebrews 3:12. Let's think about what Jesus said of the spiritual resurrection of the souls of men from John 5:24-26. Not all who heard believed the word, therefore not all received spiritual life. One must hear, believe, and obey. Paul spoke of this in the book of Romans, Romans 6:1-6. The Roman brethren had obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine delivered them, Romans 6:17-18. The facts of the gospel as delivered by Paul of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. Gospel and doctrine refer to the same thing, the system of faith by which we are saved when we respond in obedience to it. The system of faith is the gospel, the doctrine of Christ. We shall live because he, Christ, lives. If there is no resurrection from the dead, then Christ was not raised, 1 Corinthians 15:13. If Christ was not raised, there are some devastating consequences. Our preaching is vain. Our faith is vain. We are false witnesses. We are in your sins. The dead have perished, and we are miserable, 1 Corinthians 15:14-19. To think about we are still in our sins is a humbling thing. Paul continues the resurrection lesson by emphasizing that Christ was raised, and since Christ was raised, we shall be raised, 1 Corinthians 15:20-23. Paul draws the contrast. In Adam all die. In Christ shall all be made alive, 1 Corinthians 15:21-22. If Christ was not raised, well, the future is filled with blackness with no ray of hope. All the Christian's hope rests in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If the body of Jesus did not come forth from the grave, our future is not just dismal, it is hopeless. But thanks be unto God, many witnesses declared his resurrection, 1 Corinthians 15:5-8. His resurrection declared him to be the Son of God, Romans 1:4, Romans 14:9, and Acts 13:32-33. We are saved by his resurrection, Romans 5:8-10, Romans 6:5, and 1 Peter 3:21. Christ was raised, so we will be raised, John 5:28-29, 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18. It is appointed unto men once to die. Therefore, we must prepare before death for life after death. Thanks be unto God for that hope of the resurrection through Jesus Christ, his Son. How grateful we are to turn to such former publications as the East Kentucky Beacon, and how grateful we are for the article just shared with you by Kenneth Burleson, If a Man Dies, Shall He Live Again? We are thankful for past publications that are part of our work here at International Gospel Hour. I love to share various good, well-written biblical articles with you from time to time, and we're grateful to offer such online studies as the Gospel Gleaner. And friends, when you think about preparing for your life after death, it really makes you think, does it not? We'd like to help you in your preparation for life after death. Maybe it begins with a study of the Word of God. Or maybe you've been thinking about your salvation, wherein you stand, and you're starting to question those things. Let's take those questions to the one place where the Scripture or where the answers can be found, and that is, of course, the Scriptures. We'd like to help you with a home study. And the home study is where we mail it to you. And all you have to do is call us toll-free at 855-444-6988. Leave your name, address, and just say, home study. That's all you have to do, folks. You can go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com and click on the tab up at the top where you can leave us your information. Just send us your name, address, and type home study in the message box. And at your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. It's free. We want you to give it a try. And it's from your friends here at International Gospel Hour and is always free. Hey, while we're offering some free things to you, I'm going to defer to our Jay Webb. And you can now, well, let's just let Jay tell you about watching the International Gospel Hour.
You can now not only hear the International Gospel Hour, but you can also see the International Gospel Hour on our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, put International Gospel Hour in the search engine, and subscribe to the channel. Then click on the bell and you'll be notified each time a program is uploaded. It is free. Subscribe to YouTube today. It's the number one streaming service for television, and the International Gospel Hour channel is there.
Well, friends, we hope that you will tune in and watch our broadcast via our YouTube channel. If you do not have the internet and availability, well, don't forget, we can mail you your home study. That's right, by mail, and it's free. Again, 855-444-6988. Leave us your name, address, and just simply say home study, and we'll send it to you. And we're grateful that we can share with you some great material written in days gone by that's biblically based, spiritually sound. We want to give you that assurance from any broadcast you hear from International Gospel Hour. And we're going to study together at another time. Thank you for joining me today here on the International Gospel Hour. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we...
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory, and we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or our other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.
God be with you.